Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, What I Googled This Week, where we ask the internet, are our babies zombies and vampires? And we finish up with our BFPs and BFNs. Let's get to it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 71. Shauna, what's new with you and how old is your baby?
Hey, Cece is 10 months old.
Such a big girl.
I know how it's just blowing my mind. Like, she's going to be a year old in 2 months. It's just crazy.
Nah.
Some big stuff this week. I'll start with the cute stuff. So her little top two teeth broke through.
Oh, yay. Congrats.
Yeah. And so that's a relief because she's sleeping a lot better. I think she was in a lot of teething discomfort
recently. Oh, really?
Recently. Mm-hmm. And what's super cute that she's discovered is, well, you know how I will feed her like little Cheerios as little munchy food?
Mm-hmm.
She'll pick up a single Cheerio and bite it between her tiny two top teeth and her tiny two bottom teeth and just like takes a bite of a Cheerio.
Just a little dainty bite.
Yeah. I'm just like, God damn it, I love babies. Fuck, they're so cute. Biting goddamn Cheerios. So cute. I love it.
See, my guy has had those four teeth for a while now, and he still is just like, shovel food in mouth. I mean, he kind of like gums it on the back, like his back teeth, but he's not taking any dainty bites of anything.
Maybe it's a personality quirk of hers. I don't know. So that's the cute stuff. So Laura, you know about this because you were very involved in this story of my week.
Mm-hmm. We saw a lot of each other this week.
We did. So some of you may know that California is on fire.
The whole state. God, top
it feels
to bottom.
Like it just is. Whew, it's a lot. So the Santa Ana winds are blowing in, and that makes insane fire hazard conditions mm-hmm. with like dry air and the wind. And I happen to live somewhat close to a mountain range, like on the North Valley of Los Angeles. And that place caught on fire the other day.
Sure did.
And yeah, if you're familiar with this area, it was called the Saddle Ridge Fire. I woke up Friday morning and Steve was taking the air purifier out of the bedroom. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, there's a big fire. And then I was like, oh my God, all night I thought I was dreaming about smoke and smelling smoke. And
oh,
it's
really?
Real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. And so I got up and I was like, oh my God, it smells horrible. And you look outside and it is just like raining ash and so smoky, and found out that this fire was totally out of control, and the mandatory evacuation zone was just north of our house. So we weren't in it.
You're talking blocks, right? I remember looking at it and being like, ooh, that's real close, like to
yeah.
Steve and Shauna's house. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say like a half a mile. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, we're separated from those hills by a freeway. So, you know, the fire would have had to jump the freeway, but with these winds, it's crazy up here. Anything could happen. And so I freaked out, and I was like, first of all, I don't want my house to burn down and be in it. No. I don't think that's going to happen.
That'd be bad.
But that would be really bad. And then the smoke was just awful, and I work at home, and I'm like, I can't have my baby and me be in the smoke all day. And I just, like, told my manager at work, I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't do any work today. I've got to evacuate and find some place to go with my baby and my dogs. And spent the next hour running around the house trying to think of, like, what do I need to bring for a weekend away for an entire family? Because mm-hmm. Steve had already gone to work and taken Elle to daycare. And two dogs, and what am I going to do with the dogs? And you were so nice. Thank you, Laura.
Well, I was, first of all, I'm your like fire haven. Anytime there's fire, my house is open to you.
Yes, we've had to escape fires before in the past. That's a different story for another time.
It is. Maybe we'll do that story another time. But luckily, your house has never been on fire, but
no.
You've been in close proximity to fires more than once. This is the second time. Mm-hmm. I woke up to a text message from our friend Marilyn, who is also a super fan of Big Fat Positive, and she was like, oh, just FYI, I think Shauna's really close to a fire, and she did, like, she didn't know your actual address, but she knew sort of the general neighborhood you lived in, I think. And so I looked it up, and I was like, oh shit, you really are close to that. So, like, I texted you first thing. I was like, do you guys want to come over and we'll figure out somewhere to put the dogs? And, you know, you were like, I might just have to do that.
Yeah, but this was like 6 a.m. We're texting about this stuff. So that was just like, and that morning was crazy too, because Cece woke up with the hugest morning blowout ever. So the entire crib and her her pajamas are covered in poop. So Steve's dealing with that. I'm like rushing around and I step in dog pee and of I'm course. Just like, what? And it just felt like such a frantic, chaotic morning. But I did seek refuge at your place, and I ended up booking the dogs at a doggy daycare. And we ended up getting a hotel near your house so we could just be away for the entire weekend. And it was ended up being kind of like a fun getaway. My kids were excited about it. They, you know, Elle loved it. And you and the baby and Corey came over and went swimming with us. So we tried to make the most of it and have a vacation.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, is there a pool there? We will be
there. Yeah. Yeah. It was great. I had to go and buy bathing suits for the entire family, because when you're evacuating your house, you don't think to bring swimsuits and swim trunks.
You're like getting birth certificates.
Yeah.
You're not like
computers. Exactly.
We need that bathing suit.
Yeah. So we spent a good chunk of change at Target, like just buying stuff that I didn't grab from the house. But oh well, it's good. And then the cool thing, I don't know if we told you this, Laura, where we work, we found out has a disaster relief fund. So if something like that happens to one of the employees, you can submit receipts and explain the situation. And they refunded us money for our hotel.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And we bought this big, huge air scrubber from Home Depot, because when we got home, the house smelled like smoke.
Oh, I bet.
They paid for that for us.
Wow.
Isn't
that amazing?
Awesome? Yeah.
Who knew? There's a lot of perks to working for a big corporation, I guess.
There are. They are hidden perks. You just got to, like, look behind the curtain and find them.
That's very cool. Well, you know, people were texting me that morning, like, oh, my gosh, are you – like, my dad, anytime there's a fire within, like, 100 miles, he's like, are you okay? And, you know, first of all, very okay. Second of all, in Pasadena, which is, what, 30 miles away from you about?
Yeah.
20 – something like that. You would have no clue that there were fires anywhere. It was like crystal clear, absolutely beautiful fall day. So, you know, you got to have a little vacay in Pasadena.
Yeah. As I drove out of my neighborhood on the freeway, it just was like I was driving out of a cloud.
Oh,
it really just felt like that. It was so gray and dark.
So gross.
And gross.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So
you forgot to tell people the best part of our weekend, Shauna.
Oh, my God. Laura, you and I got together by ourselves in the evening for a drink.
Like grown-ups who don't have babies.
Because this hotel is in your neighborhood. It was like 5 minutes from your house. And you had the grand idea. You're like, what do you think about sneaking out after the kids go to bed and having a drink? And I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome.
We could not remember the last time we had just, like, gone out for drinks, just the two of us, right? It had been years.
I can't remember.
It was probably what, like, no, you couldn't come to my bachelorette party because you were pregnant. Or no, you had just had Elle.
Yes.
Right? So who knows? Gosh, could it have been before our weddings?
Oh my God. I have
anyway,
no idea.
It was glorious.
It was.
We tapped out after one drink.
At like 9:30.
We were both like, no, can't. The bartender was like, would you like another? And we were like, we're already pushing it with these old fashions we're having.
Yeah, we did get hard liquor, so I am impressed, you know?
Yeah.
That's something. But it ended up being kind of fun and everyone's safe. And, you know, it was a tricky weekend, but we had a good time.
And you guys were lucky. There were some houses that did burn down not too far from you. So I'm sure that's always a scary thing. And
But yeah, so that was our week. Whew, what about you guys? What are you up to?
Dramatic week. Well, you know, other than all the stuff we did together, which every time there's a fire near you, like, I have fun because I'm like, yay, visitors. You know, our babies got to play together, which was so cute.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, I got to go swimming and we got to go swimming with the babies together and just so much fun. But over here, well, my baby is 9 months old.
Woohoo!
Which I'm looking forward to because you say it's the most fun month so far.
I think so. I love it.
I'm really looking forward to it. And he had his in and out day. Do you know about the in and out day?
No.
So what it's is that? The day where your baby has been outside of your body as long as your baby was inside your body. So for me, it was 38 weeks and 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
Which I looked it up like months ago. I was like, oh, I got to figure out his exact in and out day, you know, because it's not people like will do the 9 month photo like 9 months in, 9 months out. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, it's not going to be the exact day. So I want to find out the exact day. He's 38 mm-hmm. weeks and 6 days. It was literally on his 9 month birthday.
It was.
It
was. That's so funny.
Some weird math. So we got to do the 9 month photos and his in and out day photos, which was cute and fun. And yeah, he's doing great. I've been having a mixed bag of a week, though. Like, one thing that really pissed me off is on Monday, on my way out of the house to go to Mommy and Me class, I was like, you know how you're gathering up all your crap and you have your diaper bag and you have like all the shit you have to bring everywhere you go? And then I always have to have my Hydro Flask bottle with me, which is one of those like big metal vacuum water bottles, right? So I had my Hydro Flask bottle on the couch and I was picking up the backpack, which is my diaper bag. And just then I saw that the Hydro Flask bottle was rolling off the couch.
Uh-oh.
And like a dummy, I put my foot out to try to stop it. And the thing dropped straight on my second toenail. And I think I like might have broken it. It hurt.
The toe or the toenail?
The toe.
Well, have you explained how big this water bottle is to people? Because
it's a liter. So it's like a good,
it's like a good 17 pounds.
It's fucking heavy, man. And it's all metal. Like, it's heavy without the water in it. And it was completely full of ice water. And
oh my
God, fell off the couch straight on, like, the little, edge of it hit the base of my second toenail. So now it's all black, my toenail. And I'm FaceTiming with my mom and she's like, I think that's broken.
Oh no.
So that's fun. Luckily at Mommy and Me, they had an ice pack and gave it to me. And I, of course, got to teach my baby a lot of expletives. So that was fun. But I feel like that's just sort of my baseline now is just running into things, dropping shit. I'm always very careful with the baby, but everything else is gone out the window.
Totally. The other day I was putting away groceries and always trying to do a million things at once, putting away three different things. And a brand new giant thing of maple syrup just flew out of my hand, sailed across the kitchen and landed on the floor and broke open. And it was a huge puddle of maple syrup.
My God. Was it a glass bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, of course. So that was fun. So I feel you.
You feel my pain.
100%.
So anyway, that was just a dumb move. The other thing that happened this week is I decided to get a babysitter for a day. It's not the regular one I've been talking about trying to schedule. I actually was trying to schedule a regular one, but I was going to do a trial day. And then it turned out she was allergic to cats and no one had mentioned the cats or anyway.
Yeah.
So I got another babysitter who's just was a quick drop in. And I was trying to do work while my babysitter was watching the baby. And Lord help me, I keep accepting gigs. I don't know why. Shauna, why am I doing this?
I have no idea.
I keep saying no more.
Do you feel guilt about not making money for the household? Is that why?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I'd like to have my own spending money that I can feel frivolous about. And I feel, you know, also I feel guilty towards the clients because they're like, we need you. I'm like, it's nice to feel needed. Not I'm not needed all day by this thing who's crying at me all the time. So anyway, I was trying to do work. It was way too hard because even with the babysitter in the yes space with my baby, he would crawl over, pull up to stand on the baby gate and just stand there with his arms up on the baby gate, just crying at me. And the babysitter would be like, why don't you come play with me? She'd try all these tricks and he was just, just holding on to that baby gate, crying. So I eventually just was like, well, I won't do work. I'll just go run errands or something. Anyway,
that's
I don't
good.
Know. I need to get that back office done.
Yeah, yeah. Going to a separate space is going to help a lot with that.
Yeah, it's necessary. Anyway, so I'm still on that treadmill of, like, trying to do work during naps, and meanwhile I'm limping around on my lame foot.
You poor thing. Well, you have to give us an update if you do find out it's broken.
Okay, I will. Yeah, it's pretty throbby, but, you know, who needs extra toes?
Yeah, just lop it off. There you go. Anyway, should we take a break and come back with our special segment?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We're back, and our special segment this week is one of our favorites, What I Googled This Week, where we talk about the interesting, possibly embarrassing things that we've Googled recently about parenting, babies, etc. Laura, what did you Google this week?
Okay, so I Googled, why is my breast milk blue?
What? Why is it blue? What's going on?
First of all, it's disconcerting. Yeah. To look at it. So I know that breast milk changes color. Like sometimes if your baby's sick, apparently it'll like change colors to show like how many antibodies are in it. I don't know if that's true or if it's just like an urban legend. But, you know, I only pump once a day. What I do is I get to sleep in a little bit and Corey does the first feeding with the baby. And then I will wake up and pump. So it's like the first thing in the morning and I get a lot of milk that way. And then I don't have to pump again later. And then, you know, I just feed my baby from the boob, straight from the tap the rest of the day. So the other day I'm pumping and I'm looking at the milk coming out and it looks like very like thin and also like very blue, like unmistakably like a baby blue color.
Basically. What did you eat recently?
I know. I thought maybe it was what I ate. Nothing special. So I had to Google it. I was like, oh no, am I getting sick? Is the baby sick? And I don't know. And this is the first sign. Like, what could this mean? You know, did I take some medicine? Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out what I was looking at is formilk. Do you know about formilk?
I do. But tell me more.
I will. So apparently the composition of your milk changes depending on like how long you nurse or pump, basically. And so they call it formilk and hind milk. And the formilk is like the first stuff that comes out that tends to be more watery and less fat.
Right.
And then the hind milk has more fat. So it's like creamier. Mm-hmm. And I guess because I had been like asleep so long, I had a lot of formilk. And so like what I was seeing was the first like go of my milk, and that was just like mostly formilk, and that's why it was blue. And it was true, like I kept pumping and then eventually it all kind of like evened out in color. So there you have it.
That's fascinating. But that also must be like change from person to person, because I don't recall ever seeing blue formilk. It was definitely like thinner and more watery. But yeah, I think that's fascinating.
I mean, it was blue. Like, to my eyes, it looked very blue. So, and clearly I'm not the only person, because it's a thing that comes up when you say, like, why is my breast milk? And then it, like, fills in blue. Someone else, like, there was, like, bluish green, somebody suggested. Green makes me think that maybe it would be, you know, sickly, but who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, green but is there not is, appetizing.
No, it's not. But I also found this article on verywellfamily.com that says the color of breast milk is usually yellow, white, clear, cream, tan, or blue tinged. So blue is like a normal one. But it says that depending on what you eat or drink, it may also be green, pink, or red. So
I definitely wouldn't want red milk coming out my titties, because that looks like blood and that is freaky.
Yeah. Well, apparently you can also get blood in your breast milk, which is also a bad sign.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never had that. So anyway, spooky. So that's the what I Googled this week. I have another one, but do you want to go and tell me what you Googled first?
Yeah, sure. So what I Googled this week is, can I put hand sanitizer on my baby?
Can you? I've been wondering the same thing.
I have just gone ahead and done this multiple times, and then I'm like, I don't know if I should, you know, because they're just tiny babies and everything you do with them should be so gentle and everything. But it's so convenient, especially like when you finish a class somewhere out at my gym or something. You just want to like slather them on and get those hands sanitized right away.
Oh, we went to a couple petting zoos during like the Halloween season, you know? I feel like all these pumpkin patches had petting zoos. And I had to make a calculation, like, after my baby had pet like some pretty dirty ass like sheep and pigs. Like, he pet some pigs, he pet some sheep, and he pet some goats. And I was just like, I think this is time for hand sanitizer. So I did it. I
hope you reached your sanitizer threshold. One pig more and we're going to do it.
So did I ruin him? Is he ruined for life?
Well, if you want to live according to this forum thread I found on babycenter.com where...
Always.
A curious mother asked this question and the results are, you should not... All capitals. Give your baby sanitizer. Sanitizer can kill babies.
What?
Et cetera, et cetera. So that's the first result that comes up when I Googled this. So I'm like, oh, God damn it. You know, I'm going to ruin my kid. But then, like, several down, there's a post from the Poison Control Center, which I felt like is maybe more of the real deal. Mm-hmm. So I want to tell you what I learned. Yeah, poison.org. Mm-hmm. So what they say is that a lick of hand sanitizer is not going to hurt a baby. Quote, a lick of hand sanitizer will not be fatal to a child or anyone else. It does contain alcohol and so should be stored like other potential poisons out of sight and out of reach. And if they should drink some, obviously you need to call Poison Control Center. And that hand sanitizer is not any more dangerous than any other source of alcohol in a around the house. Mm-hmm. Just got to make sure to keep it away. And if you put it on their hands, it dries quickly. If they get a lick, like, they're going to be fine. So, you know, a lot of the horror stories about kids getting sick from sanitizer are probably like the extreme end of the spectrum where they're ingesting more than they should. So I actually feel okay about putting sanitizer on her hands occasionally. She has never licked it off. I like rub them until it dries in the air and we're done with it. So
I remember there was like a trend or like maybe not a trend, but there were all these like scare pieces on local news for a while about like teenagers drinking hand sanitizer. Do you remember that?
Jesus. No, I don't, but it does not surprise me.
But I also don't think they were really doing it. I think it was one of those things where, like, you know, one or two teenagers were doing it, and so then the news picked it up and, like, the new trend that will scare parents half to death.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to know that I haven't ruined him by putting hand sanitizer on him.
I don't think so. And honestly, we've been putting it on Elle for ages, too. I never Googled it when she was a baby because I guess it didn't occur to me. And, you know, she's doing all right. So
yeah, I think, if anything, it's probably just drying for their skin, right?
Yeah, it's probably not great for their little baby skin.
Mm-hmm. But also, like, getting all kinds of weird germs from super rando petting zoo pigs probably isn't good for them either, right?
Yeah, that's bad for their skin, too. So gotta weigh your options there.
Yes.
So now you know. What's your other one that you Googled? I want to know.
Okay. So mine was baby sleeps, eyes open and blinking. Question mark?
What? Are you sure he's sleeping? That sounds creepy.
Well, okay. So there was one night recently where I thought I heard a little noise. I go to look at the baby monitor and we have like a really high res baby monitor. I love it. And I'm watching, and I was like, Corey, does it look like his eyes are open? It was like 11 o'clock at night. I had done the dream feed. He had gone back down, and he was completely still, completely still. But it looks like you could see, it looked like his eyes were open, and then you could tell there was a little glint. You know, you could actually see his eyeball. And he was just slowly blinking his eyes. Uh-huh. And then I looked up on the owlet monitor, which is the little sock that monitors his heart rate and oxygen saturation. Mm-hmm. And you can usually tell if he's asleep based on like how low his heart rate is. And it was super low. It was like 102, which is totally what he like is at when he's in a deep sleep.
So I was like,
what the fuck, man? It was creepy.
It was super creepy.
And it was like that for like 20 minutes. It wasn't like, you know, he opened his eyes and then closed them. Like, he was just lying there, slow blinking, ostensibly asleep. So I Googled, and again, it's baby center. Ugh. And it says, is it normal for my baby to sleep with her eyes open? And it says, yes, it looks odd, but it's normal. As A Concord, California naturopathic doctor, Tara Levy, puts it, zombie kid, watch out. I guess that's, so a naturopath, I'm sorry, I'm reading this verbatim and I just was like, oh, a doctor will tell me what's going on. Oh no, she just called him a zombie kid. But here we go. Open-eyed sleeping called nocturnal lagophthalmos, I think is how you pronounce it, in medical speak, is harmless and fairly common in infants. But here's the thing, like everything I found was about younger babies. Like, it was hard to find anything about, like, babies older than 6 months. So, I don't know. I don't really have answers. I'd be curious if listeners have observed their babies sleeping with their eyes open, because it creeped me the F out.
I was wondering if maybe my baby does that, but I don't have a high enough res monitor to know this. I don't
That's very possible. Yeah.
You got to get him a sleep mask.
A little baby sleep mask. I wonder if he could wear that. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to do this, but, like, I have a problem, for people who've seen pictures of me, I have, like, googly eyes. I have, like, pretty prominent big eyes, and I can't wear wraparound sunglasses, and I can't wear sleep masks, because, like, my
Your eyes hit them?
Yeah, my eyes hit them. So, like, I wake up, and my eyesight is all blurry, because it's been pressing on my eye. So I wonder if he's the same, because he did inherit my big googly eyes.
Yeah.
So, but also probably not good, like, safe sleep practices to put a sleep mask on a baby.
Unless you, like, duct tape it to his head or something. I don't know. That would be crazy.
Great. Yeah. Anyway, I don't have any answers there, but it's creepy.
Indeed.
And I'll let you know if it happens again.
Yeah.
So do you have one more Google query for us?
Actually, I do. I Googled recently, do babies' gums bleed when their teeth come in?
Ooh, do they? I haven't noticed. Have you?
I've never noticed, but that baffles me because they're, like you mentioned before, like sharp little razors bursting through flesh. So why aren't their mouths dripping with blood during this?
This is a very good question.
I don't know. So I Googled it, and I did not learn anything. I Googled that. I Googled, why aren't my baby's gums bleeding when they're teething? And everything is just like, bleeding can happen with teething. And, you know, parents write in, they're like, I saw a spot of blood on the crib. Could it be teething? And, like, I get that it can happen. You know, that's... like, I understand that. But what I am curious about and the mystery is, why don't they bleed? Why am I not seeing any blood?
Why don't they bleed more? Like, it should be like they should have terrifying vampire mouths.
That is
full of
kind
blood.
Of what I'm picturing. And I'm so confused about, like, when kids lose teeth, you know, they get loose and you pull it out. That's bloody. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like this is a mystery of the gums.
I wonder if it has something to do with, like, how slow it is, you know? It's not like it comes through all at once, you know? They're, like, slowly coming through.
Uh-huh.
And also, they would probably swallow a lot of blood, or not a lot, sounds awful, but they would swallow any blood that comes out, right? I don't know.
No, that does make sense. That does. Like, they probably do bleed a little bit, but we just don't see it.
Yeah.
Because,
I think they have to a little. I mean, it's probably a sign that I need to floss more, but, you know, I bleed when I freaking floss. I have sensitive gums.
Yes.
Someone's going to write in and be like, you should really take better care of your gums. Like, I know.
Did you notice that flossing when you were pregnant created way more bleeding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's way better now that I'm not pregnant anymore. It's so strange.
I think that's a thing. I think it has something to do, I don't know. I can't remember all the crap from pregnancy, but it's like your blood volume is so much higher. And I'm sure there's probably like a difference in like clotting factor for some reason. Who knows?
Hormones. Blame it all on hormones.
Gotta blame it on. Blame it on the hormones. But yeah, you know, baby teeth are weird. I actually Googled something recently that was like, why is there such a big gap in my baby's front teeth? Does Cece have like a big gap between her newly erupted front teeth?
Yes. Yes. So what's the story with that?
Well, I was worried, like, oh, shoot, is he just going to be a gap tooth kid, which would be kind of cute. But, like, I just was curious. And apparently what it is as the other teeth come in, they push the gap closed. So the gap gets smaller.
Oh, yes, that does happen. Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that with Elle?
Yep. When she was this age, I can picture a photograph of her smiling at me with the huge little gap. And by the time she was probably like 15 months old, I think it was all closed up.
So weird and interesting. Yeah, so he has a big old gap right now, and it's awfully cute. He looks like a little jack-o'-lantern with his little teeth top and bottom.
Oh, it's so adorable.
So cute.
Baby teeth. The mystery of baby teeth. Well, I'm glad you could answer something for us. Thank you.
Well, Google has not been all that helpful for us this week, but it's been interesting, at least.
I think so.
Shall we take a break and come back with our BFPs and BFNs?
I think we should.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors, there's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by L'Olivie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With L'Olivie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter L'Olivie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at L'Olivie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
L'Olivie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at L'Olivie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at L-O-L-A-V-I-E.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. And we're back. So we close every episode with our big fat positives or big fat negatives of the week. Shauna, do you have a BFP or a BFN for us?
BFP.
Woot woot.
I wanted to share one of my favorite products. I have loved this thing since Elle was small and continue to love it. And that is the Munchkin 360 Cup.
Oh, the Miracle Cup?
Is that a technical name or your given name?
No. I mean, it is a miracle, but I think it is actually called the Miracle Cup.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the one where you can drink out of, like, any side of it.
Yeah. Yes, we love this thing. And now that Cece's getting older and she's been drinking stuff at mealtime, water, and we're trying to get her used to using a cup. And I bought a sippy cup called Tommy Tippy. Like, it has little handles and stuff. And it's good. It's cute. But I don't know. I shouldn't have strayed from the 360. I should just have stuck with it because it doesn't spill. They can drink out of any side of it. It's not difficult to clean, although I will say you want to make sure you take off the rubber top and the little, like, tiny circle rubber gasket.
Let's describe it for people who haven't seen it yet, because it is a pretty cool and unique design, right?
Yeah.
So it's like a normal cup on the bottom, and then you screw in this top, so that has two parts to it. It's like a plastic top with handles, and then it has like holes in it, and then you put this rubber gasket on top of it, and the rubber gasket keeps all the liquid in. Like, you can tip it upside down, you can do whatever you want, and then when the baby goes to drink it, they have to like slightly bite down on it and suck, but they figure it out. I don't know, my guy figured it out really quick. But you're saying that you really need to make sure you take that rubber gasket out when you wash it. Otherwise, it can get real gross real fast, right?
Real gross. And then if you flip the lid upside down, there's a small clear ring that like goes over the threading, you know, so that it kind of like seals in the lid to the cup. You want to make sure to take that part off too. And I just like take those two parts off, stick them in the dishwasher, and everything is clean. Because I know that a few years ago, there was like a big thing, you know, moms were scared. They're like, look at these 360 cups, how disgusting they are. They breed mold and bacteria. It's like, well, you didn't take the cup apart properly to wash it. And that is what happens.
It reminds me of when I had a newborn and I first started pumping, and Corey was trying to be really helpful by like washing my pump parts, but he didn't realize you had to take like the duckbill valve out of the flange. And at some point I had to be like, hey, babe, you need to take this out because observe all the mold. And he was like, oh, shit.
Oh, God.
He never forgot after that point.
Yeah. Once you see that, you're like, But so we love those cups and highly recommend those if you're looking for sippy cups.
They come in fun colors, too.
Yes, they really do. It's fun colors in different sizes. What about you, Laura? What do you got for us?
I have a BFN.
Oh, what's up?
BFN is back pain.
Ugh. No.
I've never had back pain. I mean, like, I've had, like, a couple back aches here and there in my life, but I've never had, like, true back pain. And all of a sudden this week, it just hit me. And I just was so excruciating, lower back pain. And I know it's because the baby's getting heavier. Mm-hmm. And I made the stupid mistake last week thinking that I didn't need the breast friend nursing pillow anymore.
I
was like, oh, my baby's getting big. He can just kind of like sit more and like be more upright while he's nursing. And he can nurse totally fine like that. But it turns out it was like completely not ergonomic for me. It made me arch my lower back, you know, in a weird way. Mm-hmm. And after doing that for less than a week, I came down with terrible back pain.
Oh,
so no. I got the breast friend back out. And I'm trying to like, you know, take it easy and be more ergonomic in my movements and everything. But yikes, it sucks. And it sucks because there's no way you can't not carry your baby around.
Yeah, you still have to keep doing everything you're doing, but just now with pain.
Yes, exactly. I feel like that's sort of like the definition of motherhood. It's like, do everything you were doing before plus some more stuff, but also with pain. Cool.
Ding, ding, ding. You win the prize, Laura.
But it's also great. I love it very much.
It's all worth it.
But also you get this adorable baby, so it's worth it. But it's just like, oh, my back. Anyway, so hopefully it'll get better. I'm hoping to get back to Pilates because I know that core strength really helps with back pain. And
yeah, maybe you could get a massage.
I would love that. I don't know when. When? I have to figure that out, but
yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was really hoping your hotel had a hot tub this week, but it did not.
That was a letdown.
It was a letdown for me, especially. Why didn't your hotel have one? I will say the old fashions did help, though.
Oh yes, temporarily. There you go. A little muscle relaxant.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, hopefully it'll resolve itself pretty soon. And if anyone has any tips on lower back pain, please send it in to us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Laura, where can they reach us?
We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. You can also find us on our Facebook community group. Just search for Big Fat Positive Community and ask to join. I will add you. It's a closed group, but it's awesome, and you should join. We also have an email address, contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com, or just go to our website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com.
And if you love the show, we ask that you spread the word. If you know a pregnant person or a new parent, you think they'd like the show, let them know. And we would also love it if you could leave us a rating or review if you haven't already on whatever platform you listen. That's super helpful in letting the world know how wonderful we are.
Aww.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Maiko, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Bye.